Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, bonjour. In Spain, hola. In Italy, ciao. In Egypt, ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, akwaba. In Nigeria, peleo. In South Africa, saobona. In Senegal, nangadef. In Kenya, jambo. In Israel, shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, assalamu alaikum. Greetings. And may peace be upon you all.
And to all my yogis out there, Sat Nam, Namaste. Welcome, welcome, welcome to August 12th, 2022. It's an eight, yes, an eight. So when we think of eight, we can think of the infinity symbol, that we are swirling, swirling, swirling in an energy of infinity and new beginnings, creating powerful present now moment experiences. So welcome. I'm Viata, your host for the next couple of hours. And we are going to explore today this human vessel, because one of my Facebook friends posted a question that said, how do we protect ourselves from contracting monkey or any other pox? Great question. I love that question, because that helped me put together a blog show to answer that question. I think there may be a lot of people asking that question. How do I protect myself from the big monkey thing and other pox? So I'm going to answer that for you today in many ways. And first of all, and you're going to leave today empowered. That my intention today is to help you leave this show today feeling empowered, being the goddesses that we are. Goddesses, we are little gods. The Christ word said, you are gods. And we forgot it because the elite powers, the religious mind said, oh no, you're not a god. You need a savior. So we're going to explore the goddess in us. I'm ready. And we're going to do some joint roll. But first, I'd like to share my meditation this morning, because I think it's appropriate. Along the path of enlightenment, when we think about health and well-being, what we put in our mind is important. What we think about is important. Our words are important. So this morning I read for August 12th, the wise know that the intellect can take one only so far, and beyond that, faith and belief must substitute for knowledge. Woo, that's so good. Let me read that again. The wise ones know that the intellect can take one only so far, and beyond that, faith and belief must substitute for knowledge. Wow. So we're going to develop your faith and belief today in this amazing communication, master communication system that we all live in called the human body. It's a sacred temple. It's a vessel for the soul, and it contains ingredients to protect you from the mass media propaganda that's going on right now about a monkey. Poor little monkey getting all this bad press. Ah, poor little monkey. So I hope you're going to stay with me for the full 2 hours, because I've got lots and lots of information, knowledge to raise your belief system. Because as I said, your faith and belief have to take over from this intellect that we get from schools and college and all that. So that's what we want to raise your belief and faith, so that you don't even question anymore how to protect yourself from the propaganda and the media bombardment and the fear, fear, fear. That's what we protect. We want to protect ourselves from the fear energy that keeps coming at us because we're watching too much television. Okay, so wonderful, wonderful. Let us breathe in August 8, 2022. August 12, I'm sorry. Today actually is the last day of the Lion's Gate cosmic energy portal that we've been in. If you missed my show on Sunday, you need to go back and get a full, full understanding, overstanding of what this energy represents for us. And today is the end of that cycle now. We're going to go into another cycle of planetary involvement and movement and influence. So those planets, Sirius, Sun, Moon, they're always influencing us, always, because we are 90% water, and water is affected by the energy, the sun, the moon, the stars. So if you missed Sunday's Soul Purpose Healing, please go back and listen to that. But today, August 12th, is the end of the Lion's Gate energy portal. And I was listening to a guy Dr. Braveheart Masterclass. I was listening to that, and he was talking about the lion and being brave. And so we're going to talk about the lion heart of being brave and resisting the fear energy that keeps coming at us from the media, from the government, from corporations. Let me tell you, corporations are very influential to get you into marketing fear marketing. They want you to be afraid, and then you buy their products, which you think is going to help and protect you. But we're going to learn more today. So let me just reemphasize, today, August 12th, the wise know that intellect can only take, and beyond that, faith and belief must substitute for knowledge. So the scriptures say, my people perish for lack of knowledge. We're going to build our knowledge, but we're going to build our knowledge in a machine, this master computer body that protects us. Because inside is a divine energy, divine system that will protect us. When we know more about, when we have more knowledge about this system, woohoo, then we can have faith that we're protected. That's the answer. How do we protect ourselves? We learn more about this body, and we have faith and belief in the only vessel the Creator has given us to journey on this earth. We are souls journeying on the earth for a short period of time, long period of time. My dad spent 95 years on this planet, so he is here a longer period of time. We can use the knowledge we have about this vessel to help protect us from the media, the government, the education system, the food system. All these systems have been created that attack man. Nature, hear me now. Nature does not attack us. Nature does not attack us. So when we know that monkeypox, corona, chicken pox, all that is part of nature, then we can stop asking, well, how do we protect ourselves from nature? We don't protect ourselves from nature. We learn to live with nature. We learn to use nature to enhance our machine here, to build up our machine. So that's what we're going to be doing today. We, together, are going to build up this machine energy and get rid of the fear that the media is putting out because of a monkey. Poor little monkey. I just feel so sorry for that little monkey. Getting bad rap, bad press right now. All right, so let's just start our get ready for some joint rolling. That's why you're here. I know that's why you're here. Joint rolling. We're going to do some joint rolling first. Even if you're in a wheelchair, you can roll your joints. So don't be afraid to roll your joints in your wheelchair or if you don't have limbs, whatever. If your limbs are weak, don't be afraid. Roll your head. We're going to roll our neck around first of all. Roll this neck around before we start our music. We're going to roll the neck around first before we start because the muscles in the neck are holding up this very heavy, heavy brain, head, eyes, paired, or a piece of artwork, this head. And so let us just drop our chin to the chest and roll the neck to the clockwise. Roll the neck clockwise. We're strengthening the muscles in the neck, which are a big part of the advanced biological system that we all live in. They're called the human body, the vessel, the temple. And we're going to roll this neck around for a little bit, one direction, and then we pause, stretch, and go in the other direction, rolling, strengthening the muscles. This is part of the answer. How do we protect ourselves from the media's propaganda on a monkey? We strengthen the muscles first and foremost because the muscles are holding up the mechanics of the parts of this vessel. So let's strengthen the muscles by moving the muscles. We can't strengthen our muscles if we just sit and watch TV all day. That's not going to happen. Muscles are strengthened by movement and weight resistance. You know, you've seen all those muscle builders. They use weights, but they use resistance. So we're going to do that this morning as we get ready for joint roll. Now, let us just take some deep breaths because throughout this show, I want you to be breathing deeply, taking in the wisdom, the knowledge that we need to protect ourselves, build ourselves up from the monkey propaganda. I'm going to call it monkey propaganda. That's what it is because the virus is part of our immune system. Yes, and we are not told that. That's why nature does not attack us. I'm going to be saying this throughout the show today. Nature, viruses, bacteria, microbes do not attack us. Man, the minds of man attack us. Man attacks man. We got war over in the Middle East. We got war in Chicago streets. We got war in our own bodies because our minds are at war with the ignorance that is out there. So let us be in a mindful state this moment right here. Breathe in. Hold it, and breathe out. Our Tuesday host, Jody Susan, had a guest on that was just amazing. He was so healing. And he said something that just really got my, he said, the breath is a gift. We don't take in the breath. We accept the breath and we worship with the breath because it's a gift. It's a gift. And so every breath we take in, breathe in. Hold it, and let go, hold it. Every breath we take in is a gift. So we are worship. We're in worship when we activate this gift. Thank you, universe energy. Thank you, universe energy, for the breath. All right, let's now get into some joint rolling because we want to lubricate we've already lubricated our neck joints, which is where our thyroid, our parathyroid, and all these amazing parts to the body and the neck were just stimulated when you did that. So they're waking up to help us resist the propaganda, resist the fear. when we activate those neck muscles, they're, oh, okay, let's wake up, wake up, wake up. We got to be prepared for the energy that might come at us today, like fear from the media. So here we go. Let's do some joint rolling in the other body parts so that we can wake them up too. And this body's going to be so prepared for any fear attacks when we wake up the muscles. We're waking up the muscles, the joints, lubricating the joints. We're going to be ready to go like a car, lubricate all those car joints, oil up the car. We're going to oil up the car in the next few minutes so that we are prepared for the onslaught of media propaganda and fear, fear, fear. So let's get on our backs, kick up our legs. We're going to get on our backs, kick up our legs and arms and rotate our ankles and wrists first to the music of Time for Healing by the Sounds of Blackness. And then we're going to rotate our knees and our elbows. So if you don't have a lower extremities, then you just work on your upper body. Get those wrists rotating, the elbows rotating. Get your shoulders rotating. Just keep rotating your upper body if you have restrictions in the lower body. So let's do this. Time for Healing.
All around.
Let's rub those hands together. Stir up some heat. And then place those hands behind the neck. Squeeze and release the vagus nerve. You should feel that all the way down your legs, because that's the power of the vagus nerve. It runs wireless, and it runs an internet system all the way throughout the body, but you should feel it through in your legs and your toes when you squeeze the back of the neck where the brainstem starts and the whole activity of wireless communication starts. Breathe in as you squeeze and out. Breathe in. Oh, that feels so great. In and out. Even if you don't have someone in your house, you live alone, you can be your own soulmate. You soulmate when you touch your body all day. You can touch your body and love on your body. Just give your arms a good pat up and down, underneath. Pat the arms. Thymus gland. Here's another way to protect yourself from the fear mongers. This is the thymus gland right here. You feel yourself getting sick or weak, this gland is activating your immune system, among other glands and among other parts. But here, right here at the middle of the chest, tap on that. That's why some people grab their chest when they feel anxious or threatened. This is an activator of the thymus gland. So give thanks. I give thanks for you being here this morning. So I'm going to turn my computer around and go to my studio now, get up off the floor and sit in and welcome my dad to the show, who sits behind me. That's my dad back there. And together we're going to give you the knowledge and build your faith and belief in your system called the human vessel, which, by the way, has antennas up here, invisible antennas called chakras. We have seven chakras, energy centers that we know about more than anything in our body, seven energy chakras. And those chakras are energy centers running, helping run this computer, master human computer. And then we have chakras above our head, invisible antennas that connect to the cosmic force where we came from. So this morning, though, I want to start out with a little audio that I've played many times about the master computer that we live in. Human Body 101, I call it. Because when someone asks the question, how do we protect ourselves from the propaganda that's coming with the monkey, it starts with knowing the masterful construction computer system that we live in. So let's listen to this Human Body 101. I think this does a great job of summarizing this master computer that we live in.
It's a complex network of cells, tissues, and organs that together make life possible. 10 major systems are responsible for the body's functions: skeletal, muscular, cardiovascular, nervous, endocrine, lymphatic, respiratory, digestive, urinary, reproductive. The skeletal, muscular, cardiovascular, and nervous systems in particular create an infrastructure that facilitates the other systems. The adult skeletal system is a framework of over 200 bones. They hold the body together, give it shape, and protect its organs and tissues. The skeleton also provides anchor points for the muscular system, which includes three types of muscles: skeletal, smooth, and cardiac. They are found throughout the body and facilitate movement. Nestled within these muscles is the cardiovascular system, a pipeline that includes the heart, blood vessels, and the blood itself. Also called the circulatory system, the cardiovascular system delivers oxygen, white blood cells, hormones, and nutrients throughout the body. Lastly, the nervous system is a communication network of nerve cells that the body uses to transmit information and coordinate bodily functions. It's comprised of the brain, the hub of sensory and intellectual activity, the spinal cord, and the many cranial and spinal nerves that emanate from them. This infrastructure, created by neurons, blood, muscles, and bones, allows three other systems to regulate the body's environment, the endocrine, lymphatic, and urinary systems. The endocrine system is a series of glands that use information carried by the nervous system to help regulate the body's processes. Thanks to this neural connection, endocrine glands, such as the thyroid, are aware of the amount of hormones and other chemicals they need to produce. These chemicals are then distributed throughout the body by way of the cardiovascular system. The cardiovascular and nervous systems are also utilized by the lymphatic system, a collection of lymph nodes and vessels that help regulate the body's defenses. Also called the immune system, the lymphatic system uses neural pathways to transmit information about affected areas of the body and then sends out healing agents like white blood cells via the bloodstream. Another key regulatory system is the urinary system, which includes the kidneys, ureters, bladder, and urethra. The urinary, or renal system, maintains the body's electrolyte levels and filters waste from the blood. This waste is sent through the blood vessels into the kidneys and then expelled as urine. All of these systems require energy to function, and that's where the respiratory and digestive systems come in. The respiratory system is a group of passageways and organs that extracts life-giving oxygen from the air we breathe. Air enters the body through nasal cavities, travels down the throat, and is then transported to the lungs. The lungs extract oxygen for the body to use and then expel a carbon dioxide byproduct when we exhale. Energy can also come in the form of food. The digestive system is an approximately 30-foot series of organs that convert food into fuel. Food enters the system through the mouth, then moves into the esophagus, the stomach, and the intestines. Nutrients are absorbed into the body while solid waste is expelled through the anal canal, the end of the digestive tract. No matter the role, size, or shape of any of the body's systems, each began with the reproductive system. This system is responsible for creating life. The primary organs involved differ between the sexes, with ovaries, fallopian tubes, the uterus, and vagina found in women, and testes and a sperm channel found in men. Together, fertilization may occur, organ systems form, and then a child is born. Humans are complicated organisms, but when our 10 major organ systems are healthy, they ensure our well-being.
So that was a nice reminder of our energy system that we live in that promotes our well-being. So that's why today we're starting off with being mindful of this system we live in that protects us. All those 10 systems require energy. So the protection that we are looking for from the monkey propaganda is energy protection. It's all about stimulating the energy inside of us with all these systems, the skeletal, the muscular, the cardiovascular, the endocrine. All of these systems need loving thoughts, not, oh, I hate myself, I hate myself, I hate myself. That's, a lot of us grew up with that thought, I don't like myself, I don't like myself. So we created dis-ease, temporary lack of ease, because we grew up in some dysfunctional families where our parents were so perfect that we grew up thinking, I don't like myself, I don't love myself. And then a lot of, especially Black folks, are comparing themselves to the blondes out there and thinking, I'm not that pretty if I don't have blonde hair and I don't have light skin, blah, 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 blah. We've had this monkey mind. Oh my goodness, thank you, y'all. This monkey mind going for too long, and we need to erase it, get rid of it, and take on the goddess mind. How about that? Let's take on the goddess mind and get rid of the monkey mind of I'm not good enough, I'm not pretty enough. The fact that you have an advanced communication system right now, listening to me, doing what you do, says you are great. You're full of greatness. You're full of greatness. So we want to enhance that today for you so that you don't go forward in the cool winter months or the fall thinking that you have to protect yourself from the monkey propaganda. You just have to build up your goddess body, your goddess mind. Get rid of the monkey mind that says you don't love yourself, that you're not good enough, and we're going to build up the goddess mind, the great mind that we all were born with, and our parents and relatives and other psychopaths and elite maniacs confusing us now about who we really are. So we've got to take a commercial break. So thank you for staying there with me. We're going to play a few commercials. Let's start off with good old Willie Wilson, our beautiful humanitarian. Willie Wilson is in Chicago building a more humane community.
Crime in Chicago continues to increase. Communities and politicians must come together to make a change. No one person can solve these problems by themselves, but I believe together we can make progress. Let's provide job training, economic growth, and invest into our 77 community. Let's rebuild and restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of Chicago. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for mayor.
Thank you. And I want to promote all the hosts on the Female Solution. They're doing an amazing, amazing job of raising our consciousness. So here's a promotion for all of
the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Cell Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Viata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Viata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
This is Minister Cynthia Marie Williams, spiritual counselor and advisor. I invite you to a private reading in the areas of business, health, finances, relationships. My introductory cost of $20. Please call because there is a higher power that can help me help you. 312-802-4743. Peace and blessings to you all. Call me. 312-802-4743.
Joining me this morning, I have a couple of news items that I want to read to you because the question of the morning is how do we protect ourselves from contracting monkey or any other pox? That was a question sent by a Facebook friend out there to all her friends. So we already started with educating you about all the 10 amazing systems in this body. But here's the thing. If you're watching, listening to, or hearing the news, the propaganda, these are some of the stories you may have missed that are out there promoting monkey propaganda. That's what I call it, monkey propaganda. Because when you realize microbiome is in your system, then you want to just promote the microbiome. That's what you promote. And they're promoting their fear, the media, the government, big pharma, medical, they're all promoting fear, fear, fear. In fact, it's a really good marketing campaign going on right now by all these corporations and the government. Because part of marketing is fear. They want to put you in fear that you need their product, so you need their product. It's called, what is it? There's a the term is, I forget what how I'm losing track of, but it's promoting the fear. It's creating the actual event, and then then coming up with the solution, the reaction of something reaction solution. Okay, problem, reaction, solution. That's the MO of most corporations. Okay, that's how they market their product. I want to give a clap to all the corporations who know how to market their product and make money, because it's all about making money these days. I'm going to share an article with, but problem, reaction, solution. Keep that in mind as you think about how you're going to protect yourself from the propaganda, money propaganda, and the fear, fear, fear. Problem. What's the problem? There's a problem that we got a monkey out there creating a pox, okay? A reaction. Oh, my goodness. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? A monkey pox is out there. And then the solution is what? We got a drug for you to further weaken your system. That's what it does. Because your microbiome is strong when you're not putting a lot of drugs, and I mean legal or illegal drugs, in your body. But your microbiome, which runs the whole system, we're going to hear about that in a minute, that's the problem, reaction, solution that is run with just about every corporation. Just think about, and that the corporations are the one who are attacking this nature or loving soul sacred vessel. So we've got to raise our consciousness about what is the war going on here. It's not nature doesn't attack us. It's man and their corporate ideas, corporations. Problem, we got a virus out there that could kill you. And look at the last 3 years, how many people died from the virus. Really? Okay. And not heart disease, not diabetes, not a weakened immune system. No, people died from COVID. So that's the problem they're creating again with the monkey. And then the reaction, of course, is a lot of people are in fear. Then the fear says, oh my goodness, I need another booster. I have seen so many articles and advertisements just on my phone. I don't even have a television. But just on my phone, what pops up in YouTube and all that and in commercials, you need a booster. Everybody, they're advertising now. The fall is here. Booster, booster, booster. Booster, booster, booster. They probably got a little chime for it. And especially dark-skinned people are promoting the booster. Look at my child. Got a booster, booster. So there again, if you get into the problem, reaction, solution, solution is now a booster. And why would we need a booster? So we can feed the corporate greed. If Pfizer hasn't made enough money in the last 3 years, now they want to even make more money. Talk about greed. When our Wednesday show, Naima Latif's Wednesday show with her co-host, was all about greed. Perfect topics this week to bring to this day of promoting self. And how your body is the solution, not the booster, booster, booster. Because you'll find the whole microbiome system does not like boosters. It's a drug. So here's one news article I want to share with you. The U.S. healthcare system doesn't care if you live or die as long as it gets paid. So we should be very aware of the, quote, healthcare / sick care system that we are operating under in the United States and anywhere else, that it doesn't care about your health. It wants money, gets paid. It's a business. It's like a corporate. The U.S., just think of the U.S. sick care system as another corporation running people into the ground. So in this article, this guy says he found a graph on U.S. life expectancy that was produced by Max Roser, who runs the website Our World and That. So in the graph, he found it doesn't include the disabilities, loss of productivity, economic stagnation, and poor quality of life created our inferior health system. It doesn't break out the vast disparities in American healthcare outcomes by race or class. It ends in 2018, so it doesn't include the more than 1 million people who died so far from, quote, COVID-19 in this country, much less those who died elsewhere, nor does it include the billions of dollars the government directed. Listen to this. This is the key to understanding how to protect yourself from the monkey propaganda. It doesn't include the billions, billions of dollars the government, our great master government, directed to private pharmaceutical companies and other vendors during the pandemic, only to have them overcharge us for the products they then developed at public expense. He goes on to say, and remember, when we talk about longevity, we're not just talking about people losing the last few years of life. That's tragic enough. But infant and child mortality bring down the curve to, as does premature death. Then he goes into racial disparities, how black infant mortality rates were 2.5 times that of whites. Race is a longtime predictor of health outcomes. Really now. Now, my father was 95 years old when he passed, and he was in pretty good health. So there must have been something he did, even though his skin was very dark. Race is a long-time predictor of health outcomes. Why? You got to ask yourself why, because many times black are out there promoting vaccines and hamburgers and pizza and all the other crap that we're putting in our body, and chitlins and all the other, and we're in stress mode and depressed. So he says, these statistics, which I prepared for Bernie before a Baltimore speech, if you're born in Baltimore, for instance, poorest neighborhood, your life expectancy is almost 20 years shorter than if you're born in its richest neighborhood. 15 Baltimore neighborhoods have lower life expectancies than North Korea. What the hell's going on in Baltimore? Two of them have higher infant mortality than Palestine's West Bank. Baltimore teenagers between the ages of 15 and 19 face poorer health conditions and a worse economic outlook than those in economically distressed cities in Nigeria, India, China, South Africa. Oh, but our government spends billions of dollars to the pharmaceutical industry, despite all these sad statistics about people in this country. And here's another sad statistic. Black children are 7 to 10 times more likely to die of asthma than white children. That's one I take personally, since I nearly died of asthma, he says, as a child. So those are just a few of the facts. And then here's one more before we go to our next audio about your beautiful microbiome. Pharmacy giant Walgreens substantially contributed to San Francisco opiate crisis, a judge just ruled. Walgreens. The last time I was in Walgreens, there was just a weird atmosphere in there. I don't even go to Walgreens or CVS much at all, unless I'm desperate for something. Because the atmosphere to me, it just speaks of pharma mafia. That's all I can think of. Because there's nothing, hardly anything in there that's healthy for the body. Pharmacy giant Walgreens substantially contributed to San Francisco's opiate by shipping hundreds of thousands of, quote, suspicious orders of highly addictive prescription drugs as part of a profit-driven, quote, feel culture, of federal judge ruled on Wednesday. The ruling by Judge Charles Breyer in the non-jury trial means that Walgreens can be held liable for much of the California city's opiate epidemic. Breyer said he will hold another trial to determine Walgreens' liability. Walgreens pharmacies in San Francisco dispense hundreds of thousands of red flag opiate prescriptions without performing adequate due diligence, Breyer wrote. Now, this article goes on to say During the trial, city officials testified about the extent that the crisis infiltrated everyday life. Needles were removed from the city's parks, like changing out the toilet paper in the restrooms, a park ranger said. When paramedics respond to someone who has no pulse and is not breathing, they assume it's an opiate overdose. So that's the sad situation in the Estados Unidos. And that's what we want to overcome, is the statistics of not only opiate overdose, but the ignorance and the propaganda that continues despite man killing man. We want to go into another audio about our microbiome, because when the question is that, how do we protect ourselves from contracting the monkey or other pox? The question is, what is the monkey pox that's going around? Well, it's a virus. They're talking about, once again, fear about a virus, which is nothing new, because when you look at the human body and what it's made of, it's full of viruses. So why are we worried about a virus? Because the propaganda is good. They're marketing for another vaccine, another jab for a monkey pox, whatever, so they can what? Make money. Remember, this is all about the Benjamins, baby. It's all about the Benjamins. So we're being fooled and bamboozled, because that's what people fall for. People fall for the okie dokie propaganda that says we need a jab in our arms in order to overcome what is naturally going on in our bodies. That's the sad part. So I'm going to play for you some information about this microbiome, if I can find it. Why do we need to know about the microbiome? Because when you know what feeds this amazing group of microbes in the body, then you can begin to strengthen your body. You strengthen your body with the ingredients it needs to build. So let's listen.
So I am here today to talk to you about the importance of listening to your gut. Brief hello. I'm a 38-year-old entrepreneur, biochemist, went to MIT, BU School of Medicine, and I have decided to dedicate my life to studying the gut and the gut microbiome. 6 years ago, I even started a company to address this issue, and I'm a routine contributor to some of the publications that you see here as a specialist in gut health. I've been really fortunate over the last few years to have worked with professional athletes and professional athletic teams to try to improve their gut health, because it's so intimately related to things like increasing performance, decreasing sickness, and improving recovery time. So why am I here today? Well, I'm here to talk to you about what I think is the most important organ, and that is the gut microbiome. So for those of you who don't know what the gut microbiome is, it's everything from your mouth to your colon, from entry to exit, all the bits in between. So your stomach, your small intestine, your large intestine, and all of the little critters that live in there. So bacteria, fungi, viruses, and cells. There are trillions of these little critters that are living in there. And we'll talk about this a little bit more later, but diversity is so important in the gut. So why is it important to have a healthy gut? Well, it's really important for long-term health. So if you have a healthy gut, you're going to feel more energetic. You're going to get sick less often. You're going to have better mental clarity and ultimately have better emotional well-being. Versus if you don't have a healthy gut, a lot of research is showing that this is related to things like autoimmune conditions, diabetes, neurodegenerative disorders like Alzheimer's, and even emotional issues like anxiety and depression. So our theme for today is, you are what you eat. So you're probably sitting there thinking, yeah, you know, as a kid, my parents always used to tell me, you are what you eat, as they tried to foist broccoli off on me, or if you were really, really lucky, Brussels sprouts and other things like that. But the reality is, they're actually right. Eating poorly can do really two things. So the first one, it can prevent you from getting the nutrients that you need to stay healthy. And second, it can actually damage and change the entire composition of your gut, which will render it unable to digest things properly and create the nutrients that you need to function. So today we're going to look at three molecules that you get from dietary intake. You have to eat these things. So the first is something called tryptophan. You've probably heard of this. Thanksgiving comes, everybody talks about the tryptophan-induced coma that happens after you have your food. It's found in turkey, but it's also found in things like eggs and chia seeds. So your body takes tryptophan and converts it into a lot of other really important molecules, two of which we're going to talk about today. So one called serotonin. Serotonin is something that makes you happy, super important, and something called melatonin, which actually helps you to sleep. So imagine if you don't have any tryptophan or you're not consuming enough tryptophan. Well, no matter how many roses or diamonds or chocolates your significant other brings you, it's just not going to make you happy, and that's kind of sad. Also, you won't be able to sleep, so you won't be able to count sheep at night. Another example is a compound called tyrosine. So tyrosine, another amino acid, is found in foods like almonds, but it's also found in lentils and seeds and edamame. Tyrosine is converted to a variety of really important things as well. So we'll talk about dopamine. Dopamine is a compound that you may have heard of, and it's essentially it motivates you to do stuff. So it's this initiative-oriented behavior that it helps to propel. And epinephrine, which is also known as adrenaline, the fight-or-flight molecule, which is really helpful when you're up on this stage. Imagine if you don't have these things. What would happen? Well, here's what would happen. One, you'd be drooling on your couch, or worse yet, if you were being chased by a mountain lion, which I'm sure, you know, who knows, may happen at some point in everybody's life, the emoji being, you don't want this to happen, right? You need a body to respond to these types of situations. Third, we're going to talk about something called indole 3-lactic acid. So it's really important. It's found in fermented foods, things like pickles, sauerkraut, kimchi, kefir. ILA is super important because your body takes it in, and there's certain bacteria in the gut that actually convert the ILA into something called IPA, indole propionic acid. That indole propionic acid is actually one of the strongest antioxidants in the body. And again, you guys might have heard of this word antioxidant, but I'll explain what it does. So in your body, you have a variety of different chemical processes that happen, and many of them create things called free radicals. These are bad. They're reactive species that go and damage your cells. They damage DNA, and then ultimately can lead to things like cancer. So these antioxidants come in and actually break down your free radicals, keeping you healthy longer. IPA, very important. So clearly eating certain types of foods is really necessary to keep you healthy, but it's not sufficient. A healthy microbiome is needed to be able to execute these conversion processes that we're talking about, to take things in, to digest them, and to spit out other molecules that are really important to your health. So let's talk a little bit about what makes a healthy microbiome. So I've tried to simplify this a bit, but essentially each emoji is a type of bacteria. You have different ones, right? So you've got some that digest veggies, some that digest meats and breads and oils, and your gut is populated by many, many different types of things. So in a healthy gut, you have very diverse species in there. Now let's say you decide that you are just going to eat foods that are really high in fat, things like hot dogs and ice cream and pizza, although pizza sounds really good right now. If you train your system to do this, your gut's going to start producing more and more of the type of bacteria that are used to seeing the kinds of foods that you eat. And eventually, you're going to skew the ratios. Those bacteria are going to outcompete the other types that are there because they're just not being used. And then you'll end up with a situation where you can have a very unhealthy, not diverse set of bacteria in your gut. Now, you might ask, can you reverse that? Yes, but it often takes a lot of time and energy to do. Sometimes you actually can't. Sometimes you just, once those bacteria are gone, it's really tough to bring them back. So what's really interesting is the body tries to actually generate the right building blocks, even if you've damaged your gut. So again, on the bottom right-hand side, you can see there's a silhouette. You can see the little emojis down at the bottom. They've taken in food, but you don't have a diverse set of bacteria in there. They've taken in your food, and they're trying to create these compounds to keep you healthy, but there's just not enough of them. They're not working the right way. Whereas on the other side, you've got a silhouette where the person has lots of diversity, lots of different bacteria emojis, and they're being able to take in the food, digest it, and spit out many things that are really important to keep you healthy. Now, here's the sad part. Many of the things that we do in our life are in fact completely lethal to the microbiome. I love chips, sadly. You don't find a lot of healthy stuff in most chips. You're not going to find tyrosine, tryptophan, or ILA here. Antibiotics, medicines, helpful, but they kill bacteria. And they don't just kill bad bacteria. They kill all bacteria. And so oftentimes, after you've gone through a course of antibiotics, you kill off your microbiome. Sometimes it never rebuilds properly again. Stress. You know, you hear this. Stress kills things. Stress is bad. We could have a whole 30-minute talk on the impact of stress on the microbiome. Stress is, in fact, extremely bad for the microbiome. Your central nervous system, your brain, is intimately connected to your gut. The two talk back and forth to each other. Think about it. When you're stressed, you have a headache, you feel terrible. You often feel that stress in your stomach, butterflies in your stomach, anxiety. Sometimes you have to go to the bathroom more. It's the two talk to each other all the time. They're intimately connected. And so the more stressed you are, the more likely it is that you will damage your microbiome. And then lastly, you know, we live in a very aseptic society. And this is bad. Decreases the diversity of bacteria in the gut. One of my favorite examples is, you know, back many years ago, kids would play in the dirt, and they'd be exposed to all kinds of different things. Now, kids come inside, they watch TV, they play on their phones, and a lot of diseases are actually being connected to the lack of diversity in the gut. Things like autism, ADHD. So super important to get outside. So what can we do about this? Well, the good news is not all is lost. It is possible to improve your gut. And this is one of the things that I get to do every day, and I'm so fortunate in my job. My company actually is trying to measure the functional state of the gut, define what that is, and then to create interventions to improve it. We call this improving your internal fitness. So what are some simple things that you can do to help improve your gut? Well, one, we've talked about changing your diet. Two, we've talked about stress management techniques, incorporating mindfulness, meditation, breathing exercises to minimize your stress, or exercise is great. 15, 20 minutes of walking a day can help to, you know, keep you regular. It can, you know, we talk about that in front of the group, but that's what we do. It can help to, you know, mitigate your stress, and it can actually help to promote the growth of certain types of bacteria. And then lastly, targeted supplementation. I'm not saying to take lots of different supplements. I'm saying if there's certain things that your body needs, you might actually take a supplement. Sometimes there's a lot of fish that you have to eat in order to get the equivalency of one pill, but make sure it's what you need. So the next time that you're lying on the couch feeling lethargic and not sure why, or you're sick for the fifth time in a year, listen to your gut. Thank you.
So when we come back from our break, I'm going to first of all go to the calls, phone call. I have a 312-802, you're next after this break. And we want to dive into some of the topics you brought up, like sugar and stress and communication. And we're here. If you just joined us, I'm answering the question today, how do we protect ourselves from contracting monkey or any other pox? That was a question posed on Facebook, and I thought it was a great question to re-educate us on the real deal, which is propaganda, fear-mongering, and learning to trust and believe and have faith in this magical computer body that we have. And as she just described in her talk, TED Talk, was that the microbiome is probably the most important organ in the body. That is our army, in my opinion, that can protect us from anything. And again, nature does not attack us. What she said is we have microbes in our body, on our skin, all over, including viruses, bacteria, fungus. They're all over inside of us. So they're not attacking us. Trust me. They're not attacking us. Man, the ego is elite. The psychopathic minds are attacking us with propaganda to first create, oh my goodness, there's a boogeyman out there. It's in the monkey form. And then create a reaction, which is fear, fear, fear. Oh my goodness, what are we going to do? There's a monkey in the area now. The monkey's here. The monkey's here. That's all we're hearing now. And even the root of this so-called pox is ridiculous, from because it's they're promoting LGBTQ fear. And so that's the problem, reaction. And then the solution is, what is the, let's really get to this solution that they're wanting you to think about. The solution is we need to have corporations make more money on your stupidity, your ignorance, and your fear. That's what this is all about. We want to make the solution, problem, reaction, solution. The solution is corporations want to make more money on your fear. So what do we want? The fear is, what are we going to, how do we protect ourselves from this crazy monkey out there? Oh, you need another booster. That's what's being promoted now. The propaganda, fear, promotion, media, government, big pharma, mafia. You need another booster. That's what you need. And that's what I'm seeing and hearing on the media now. Every time I open my phone or YouTube, promoting, you got to get a booster, booster time, booster time. Yay, yay. They got a little jingle, booster time, booster time. Keep smiling. So we're here to do craziness that we're in. Again, this is another episode of the Twilight Zone. Do 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 do, monkey, 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 monkey. And we need to rise up, be the goddesses and gods and kings and queens that we were created to be. Wiser. After 3 years of this mess, at 3 years of how many episodes of the Twilight Zone, the mask, the dying, people are dying everywhere, the mask again, should we wear a mask, should we not wear a mask? Did we learn anything in the last 3 years? I'm here to help you, remind you of the bullshit that we went through for 3 years, that now we are smarter and wiser, and we're going to take, we're going to be more proactive and not listen to the media. That's the first thing you do to protect yourself from the fear. And the promotion of booster, booster, booster is, don't watch the media. Don't watch anything. I don't care what it is. Find your news source from something else other than the seven major promoters of Monkey Show. All right, so let me take a deep breath while we go to the commercials and come back. We'll come back to our call. Call if you have a comment or a question, please call in 515-605-9325 or post your question or comment on Facebook. And we'll be right back after these messages. If I can find them.
Do you or your organization need space for an event? Call the Quarry Event Center at 2423 East 75th Street in Chicago for your parties, banquets, award ceremonies, repasses, concerts, and business seminars, available 7 days a week, now under new management. Call us at the Quarry at 773-663-2557. That's 773-663-2557.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-5└ 1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
Are you constantly arguing with your spouse? Are your children misbehaving and acting out? Is someone in your family abusing drugs? Have you been the victim of domestic violence? Are you grieving over the loss of a loved one? Let us help you restore serenity to your life. At Serenity Family Social Services, we understand that good mental health is the result of emotional well-being. Our goal is to assist you and your family in removing emotional distress and restoring harmony and balance to your lives. We offer individual, couples, and family counseling. I'm Howard Williams, CEO of Serenity Family Social Services. Call us today at 312-315-4820. That's 312-315-4820.
We're back. Thank you for joining us. If you have a question or comment, you can call in 515-605-9325 and press 1 when you get in the studio. And here's the thought as I go to my caller. This quote is so powerful, the promise of a new day. It says, we can't really separate our minds from our bodies without in them both. Whoa, think about that. Our knowledge that we are whole, integral beings is precious. Illuminate this day. We are whole, integral beings. This is a system, a master computer system, communicating about viruses, bacteria, all kinds of information going all day long. Do not get into the fear-mongering that's going on about a monkey right now. Okay, we're going to open up 312-802, your mic is open. Welcome. Give us your name, please. Where are you calling from?
No, this is Cynthia Marie Williams. I'm calling from Chicago and Grand Rising. Peace and blessings, and I'm glad to you also. You have a fabulous show this morning. And the monkeys, I'm not going to let them dictate and conquer me. But I think you are so correct in the whole fear-mongering from the wider society. And that's why we need to turn off the television and listen to some beautiful music, soundscapes, get some nice meditative music. We need to relax and stop being stimulated by the outer world. Yes, we are human beings in this physical body container, but we are spirit souls in this container. And once we learn from each other, both like yourself and myself, and our executive director, both of us who are conscious, and Female Solutions really deals with that, with all the women who are aware of that nurturing conscious awareness. But I was just hilariously laughing. And you talked about the monkey, because when I first heard it, I felt the same. I'm like, what? A monkey now? So here's the thing. People, relax, please. Learn to understand from those of us who are teachers and leaders and who are conscious how you can live in this world, this physical, secular human world, from the inside out, not from the outside in. What happens when we come into this world as human beings in this body container, we don't understand, we forget how perfect, whole, and complete we were on the other side. So what you're doing, Bial, and I love you for it too, is teach us how we can live through this body, respect it, understand it, and learn how to eat, fulfill those things we need in order to survive, and get over all of these so-called diseases. See, that's another thing. When the doctor tells you you have cancer. So, see, they use terminology. I remember a nurse told me, I was told that I had congestive heart failure. It scared me to death. I said, what do you mean? My heart is beating. And the nurse said to me, this is what they do. They try to frighten you by using these big old terminologies that you're going to die so they can do their job, so they can do their work. So here you go. I appreciate you. But I had a question. My question is, in the independence of your soul, I thought about the fact that what do you do about those of us who are in family settings where we may have an adult child, a spouse, or children at that level who may say, well, I don't agree with you on that. And they may accept the fear-mongering. For myself in particular, knowing who and what I am, I understand everything you say about no mad, no shots. But when you are in relationships, this is a challenge. When you can walk independently and free, you can do these things for yourself. And when you're at the head as a woman of a family and the children are growing up, you can feed them accordingly. You can work with them. Well, I don't even know if you can do that anymore, to tell you the truth. They got these children wearing masks in school. I mean, it's just getting to the point where even I, as a former teacher, educator, growing up in this world without a mask, know that we have moved away from nature. We have moved away from that would heal us from the world that we live in. Like Mama Abby says, take your shoes off and get your feet hit the ground. Walk at Lake Michigan. I'm here in Chicago. Walk over to Lake Michigan. Feel the water on your feet. Connect to the earth. Connect to nature. Now, in regards to the intestinal tract that we have inside of ourselves, the bacteria that are in there, the young lady was talking about the different things. And there are foods that we can eat that can help to help us to have the right bacteria and what we need in order to survive this garbage that we eat. That's one of the problems that I found, that we eat so much garbage food, so much food that the meat, as we say, has been psychologically damaged by trauma. We're talking about chicken, we're talking about cow, beef, and even be careful about the fish. So
let me ask you your question, Minister Cynthia.
The animals that people eat.
Minister Cynthia, let me answer your question, because that's what I have to deal with every day in my living environment. Is that people in my life who don't agree with my belief system and who don't have the knowledge and wisdom I have. My son is on an intellectual trip right now. He thinks he's smart enough to debate with me about issues that I don't believe in terms of, just for instance, we were on our way to a soccer class for my grandson. So I was in the car with him, and NPR was playing. And I used to listen to NPR, but they are so political now that it just disturbs me when I hear them talk about even Trump and all that. So I said, is that NPR? Do we have to listen to NPR? Well, he said, what's wrong with NPR? Well, they tend to be a little political about things that I don't agree with. And then he went into this intellectual lecture about what he believed about everything. And I said, that's nice, but let's turn some music on because I don't hear that. And then that ended our conversation. So I'm learning to respond to people in my family who don't believe as I do, with love and redirection, like our Thursday host, Dr. Debbie Green, last week. She did an awesome job of talking about how to deal with anger, is to redirect children to something else more unifying, more harmonious. So I'm learning to do that with my own family, is when we get into a conversation and talk about things that we don't agree on, redirect this. Let's listen to some music, because there are certain things he's starting to do which are beneficial for him and his children, but there are some things we don't agree on. My answer to you would be redirect the conversation. This generation is over-intellectualized, in my opinion, especially if they have a college degree. They think they know everything now. And my little six-year-old grandchild is the same way. He thinks he knows everything. So we're being tested, Minister, to respond to people who don't agree with us in a loving way that redirects the tension and the stress to something more agreeable. My son and I, for the most part, we can agree that we both love music. Now, we might debate on what kind of music, but at least music kind of soothes the situation. So I go to a couple more callers. Thank you so much. And we send lots of prayers out to you and energy that you will have a beautiful celebration for your husband. When is that celebration taking place, by the way?
Well, it's going to be September the 10th, Saturday at 2 p.m. at a little small, exquisite funeral home. I really like it. And, yes, that's what it's going to be. And there is a challenge for me because, unfortunately, I felt in a public, not a private issue with my husband. He had dementia. And he would not open up the mail, and I did not know that the insurance was going to lapse. So it has been canceled, and I'm needing funds in order to pay the cost for the funeral and all that needs to be done. Now, it's not going to be like over the top, you know. He's a beautiful man. A lot of people are really physically they're in pain because he just presented himself so well. People attach themselves to him. But many are hurt.
Let me do this. I'm going to give out the information for your Facebook page where people can go to GoFundMe. Minister Cynthia Marie Williams, M-I-N, Cynthia, C-Y-N-T-H-I-A, Marie Williams. Please go. Thank you, Minister Cynthia. Please go to her Facebook page and send out a donation for the celebration ceremony next month for her husband who transitioned last month while I was in Chicago, actually, or just after I got. So thank you, sister. We'll be praying for you. And everything will work out because it's all in divine order. You are such a special messenger on this earth that I know the universe wants you to be in peace. So everything will work out. Don't worry. Everything's in divine order. You just be the beautiful light that you came to be. Thank you, sister. I love you. 706-202. I believe that's our brother Kwame Sunhorse. Your mic is open.
Grand Rising, and my condolences to my sister, Cynthia Marie Williams. And may he rest in power. And greetings, Sister Viata. I'm calling you from the stolen lands of the Muscogee Creek here in Edenton, Georgia. You know, we're looking at this new thing that they're putting out, monkeypox. And you know, what they're saying is to M-O-N-K-E-Y, mask our nose and keep everyone yoked.
Oh, what? Say that again.
It's monkey. It's M-O-N-K-E-Y. Mask our nose again and keep everyone yoked. Keep everyone under that yoke of fear.
Wow, they come up with some amazing marketing, subtle marketing tools.
Right.
And here's
that's
the other
everyone,
thing. Keep everyone yoked. And here's another thing that someone said, if you the K is silent, which reveals the hidden agenda, the obvious agenda, which is
everyone yoked.
Yeah.
Monkey pox.
Beautiful.
And
yeah.
Right. And what they're doing is that this land was originally attacked by smallpox, and then the cure was given for that. And then what they did is now they've come up with, you know, yellow fever and all these other diseases, but they were the ones who were the carriers. And monkeypox has been around since the 50s. They found it to be a disease when they were curing smallpox in the Congo area. And what they found was a transmission from the fleas of rats onto monkeys that got to people. That's where it came from. The same thing that happened with the bubonic plague. It was the fleas. It was in man encroaching on the critters of the planet. And they began to encroach on them and began to inhabit their areas in nature. They picked up. We had our viruses and things on us, and we began to come into their world and encroach on it. And then what happened? We picked up the things that were carried by them, began to attach to us. And so our bodies was not made to deal with that. And so now we're having this energy that we have created a network of what we call artificial intelligence, which is infecting the human being, because we're not made to live in these type of frequencies. And so what we're doing and seeing is the battling of the divine intelligence against the artificial intelligence. And nature is going to win along with all of the powers that is from above. And so we are challenged to keep our belief system intact and knowing, as others have shared, Mama AZ always talk about, it's grounding, it's being able to connect your body back into the element that is most liking to yourself. We are not herded into concrete buildings and asphalt streets. We're made to be in the community of the forest, which is our first community. So these are the challenges that we see ourselves in, with the distractions and the entertainment of our true frequencies. So it's good that we have these type of programs to give people tools to make choices and how to rebuild the temple that is made to live. Because there's an immune system that is already put into your body that can fight anything. And then for us being melanated people, you can put pure melanin tree dish. I don't care what disease you put in it, it would kill it.
Thank you, Brother Kwame. All that wisdom and knowledge tells us that when we live in such a stressful environment, nature is the solution. Don't even think about the problem of propaganda and psychopathic government and big pharma, mafia, and school system that's totally out of order. Just think stress in your life and how to heal it is nature, nature. Black folks, for the most part, in my opinion, haven't learned how to handle stress. We are on high blood pressure medication. We are on all kinds of drugs. I landed in Chicago, and before I could even get to my hotel, there were people in a parking lot passing out flyers to get a vaccine. And these were black people. So we've got to come out of this brainwashing from the plantation that master knows best. And then that's when the black population will improve in their health situation. When we stop being brainwashed by the master on the plantation that vaccines are best and jabs are best and drugs are best, high pressure medication is best. Instead, get out in nature, as Kwame Sunhorse is advising us, and recognize our history of what this government has done to our native ancestors. They killed them with smallpox. They killed them with these diseases. That, guess what? These diseases show up because our bodies are so stressed. We don't know how to handle the stress. But in environments like urban cities, for instance, where the trash is everywhere, the energy is very toxic, and then we don't want to make a choice to get out of that. So let me go to a caller, 773-366. We want to hear from you today about what you're going through. And please turn down your I just heard my voice. There's an echo because you might be listening to my voice, and it's echoing back to me. 773-366.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, but your echo, yes, I hear echo.
Okay, I'm not sure where that's coming from. Do you hear an echo now?
Well, let me talk. Okay, it's gone. Well, maybe.
Okay.
Okay, you go ahead. This is Naima.
Yes, yes. Grand Rising. Yes,
Grand
and thank you so much for all you do and continue to do to enlighten. You know, when you were talking about the radio situation with your son, I thought about a way to help people who are frustrated with family members and loved ones who just don't seem to get it. And, you know, you try to explain and they're stuck believing in the propaganda. Well, one of the things, of course, is when you go to higher education, supposedly higher education, you know, high school, college and all of that, it really school itself is indoctrination. It's indoctrination into other people's belief systems. So that's what happens, and the higher you go in education, the greater your indoctrination, which is why you will have people who have doctorates that have been indoctrinated into the belief system created by other people, and unless they make a conscious choice to free their minds and recognize the indoctrination and seek other information, the only thing they can do is repeat what they've been taught. And they're believing what they've been taught because they're believing the people who taught them. So this is what we got to realize when we send our children to school. This is what we did to them, and they're bringing it back to us, so we see what it looks like. It's like, oh, they've been brainwashed real good. So, you know, we get frustrated because we can't get our children to see the brainwashing, but we sent them to be brainwashed. Not knowingly, we thought they were going to get knowledge, but who's teaching them? So now we know that was a lesson for us. So when it comes to enlightenment, every soul is on their own path to enlightenment. And where you are in your awareness is like where you're tuned in to a frequency, like a radio frequency, like a station, you know, where you are tuned in to receive information, just like your son was tuned into this show that had a certain outlook. Well, when we, wherever we are in our spiritual awareness, that's where we tune in to information. And the higher our frequency, the higher the quality of information. So those who are tuned in to a higher frequency, they're receiving the information. They're going to be drawn to the knowledge of how to self-heal, how to find nature, how to find cures in nature, how to find natural ways of working with their body and with nature's systems, because they're tuned into that. The people who are on another frequency, they're tuned in to the pharmaceutical companies with their commercials pushing products, and they're tuned into the fear-mongering. They're tuned in to the voices that tell them that they better take a shot or they're going to die. And so that's where they're tuned into. That's their frequency. That's where their level of awareness is. And unfortunately, we can't change anybody's frequency. We can't change the channel that they're tuned into. That's where they are. And it's frustrating, but yet we have to learn to accept where they are until internally they make a change and the awareness comes to them. All we can do is share knowledge. Either that switch gets turned on inside of them and they get it and they tune into something higher, or it doesn't. And that this is probably the most distressing time for people who are watching their loved ones take these shots, take these boosters, and then get sick and still not get it like, don't you see you just injected something in your system that is altering your body chemistry in a way that is not helpful to you? They can't see it. And it's hard for us. But all we can do, just as you're doing, continue to share the information, continue to demonstrate with your lifestyle so they can see that as you age, you're still supple, you're still, joints still lubricated, still healthy. They can see you demonstrating what you're saying. And then at some point, it'll click in their minds, oh, I'm doing all these things that I've been indoctrinated to do, and I'm getting sick. I'm the one who's suffering. Maybe what she's saying makes some sense. So there'll be some people who get it, and there'll be some people who won't. And that's the hard pill we have to swallow. We can only share knowledge and pray that they reach the point of enlightenment, and they can then tune in to the frequency of information that's going to help them. So I thank you, my sister, for being one of the voices of enlightenment.
And I thank you for your wonderful, wise contribution. And I so 100% agree with my sister, Naima Latif. She's our executive producer. Because stress, as we know, I know, and maybe you know too, is the number one cause of disease. They have many health professionals have come to that conclusion. So we cannot afford to stress even over the choices, as Naima points out, that other people are making. We have to learn, if we want to have health and vibrancy and avoid the monkeypox propaganda, we have to learn how to respond to other people's choices that we don't agree with, that we might have worry and concern, it might harm them. Because that's been my emotional reaction to a lot of the things my family does. Oh, my goodness, that might kill them. That might hurt them. They might die. And I have so relaxed in that, in the sense of acceptance, surrendering to the choices that my family makes that I would never make that might harm them and cause sickness, suffering, even death. Acceptance, because when you're dealing with adults, you're only going to be stressed out if you're trying to resist their choices, change them, and go against what they believe. And as she said, I'm just going to represent my belief system, and hopefully people will see that this might be a choice you want to make in your lifestyle, change in your lifestyle, that will give you less pain and suffering. So thank all of you for participating. We'll be right back with a very important message about the most important mineral, one of the most important minerals that you should have in your diet these days. And we're going to come back and talk about that after our break.
Taxes are higher than ever. Every day, thousands of our residents leave Chicago to shop in Indiana. Jobs are being lost, and businesses are relocating. Let's find a way to lower our taxes to encourage residents to continue living and shopping in our city. Let's rebuild. Let's restore Chicago. Vote for me, for mayor of the city of Chicago, and I will work hard to find solutions that matter. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for Mayor.
We all say we would like to be wealthy, but wealth isn't determined by how much money you have. Wealth is determined by your power to define what money is. The dictionary defines money as something used as a way to pay for goods and services and to pay people for their work. So how would you like to have access to an unlimited source of money? Money that is not taxed by the government. Money that increases as you share the opportunity with others. Money that you can use to pay for goods and services and pay people for their work. I'm talking about Bitcoin. It's the future of independent wealth building. Bitcoin is the new money that you control. Get started building your wealth. Call 312-849-3456. That's 312-849-3456.
Have you ever dreamed of going to exotic places, meeting fascinating people, enjoying uplifting music, and spending nights in a luxurious hotel? Do you look forward to a relaxing vacation where you can walk along the beach or sit in a quiet park and enjoy the sunset or sunrise. Whether you're flying around the world or driving across the country, we will share travel tips that will help you stay safe while you enjoy the journey. Join me every third Saturday of the month, 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, and move around with Deborah here on the Female Solutions Show. Call in and comment 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak.
Thank you so much for joining me. Press 1 in the studio if you have a comment or a question. And I want to talk about a mineral that Dr. Christian Northrup mentions in her latest newsletter. And we started out this program on how do we protect ourselves from contracting monkey or any other pox. That was the question. So I hope by now that you're not asking that question anymore, but that you're asking, how do I build up my microbiome system that is my army from man's craziness and man's processed foods, man's drugs? Nature does not attack nature. It's not like candida is attacking your body. In fact, I had a candida all over my body and I couldn't even move. I was so weak. Candida is one of those funguses that will take over if you're putting a lot of sugar in your body. And at that time in my life, I was in a lot of sugar, sweets, wine, just flooding my body with sugar. And what happens? That microbiome, that microbe called candida will be activated because candida is designed to attack sugar. It loves sugar. If you're putting sugar in your body, you're going to have candida, which is a fungus, show up in your body. And that's what happened to me. It was all over. And I went to a naturopathic doctor, and he gave me vitamin C IV. He put a needle in my skin, gave me vitamin C IV for about, I don't even remember, it's been about 30 years ago, for about 30, 40 minutes. And the next day, I had all the energy back in my body. So something as simple as vitamin C, there are IV clinics all over the place now. So if you don't have one, if you don't know if you have one in your neighborhood, just Google it and you'll probably find. But vitamin C. But Dr. Christian Northrup talks about this mighty mineral that's essential to your health. It's magnesium. She says it's the most important mineral in your body. It regulates more than 325 enzymes, which produce, transport, store, and utilize energy. It regulates crucial aspects of cell metabolism, neuromuscular transmission. And she asked, do you suffer from magnesium deficiency? Most people today do. So here's some common symptoms of magnesium deficiency, because it's associated with many symptoms, according to Carolyn Dean, MD, author of The Magnesium Miracle. Number one, anxiety and panic attacks. Chronic emotional and mental stress is associated with magnesium deficiency. This occurs because the stress hormones, cortisol and adrenaline, deplete your cells of magnesium. Now, isn't that one more reason to manage your stress? Because the communication system will kick in hormones like cortisol and adrenaline. When you deplete those, you're not going to have a life, I'm telling you. So proper magnesium levels help keep adrenal stress hormones under control, she says. Another symptom is asthma. She says magnesium helps relax the muscles of the bronchioles in the lungs. Constipation. Magnesium helps keep bowels regular by maintaining normal bowel muscle function. Heart disease. Many people with heart disease are deficient in magnesium. It's a natural calcium channel blocker. So it is an effective treatment for heart attacks, cardioarrhythmias. Studies also documented the effectiveness of IV magnesium. And the reason for this is because 40% to 60% of sudden deaths from heart attacks are the result of spasms in the arteries, not blockage from clots or rhythm. Hypertension, another symptom. Without adequate magnesium, blood vessels constrict and blood pressure increases. Infertility, nerve problems and muscle spasms, another sign that magnesium is deficient. And obstetrical problems. Magnesium can prevent premature labor as well as eclampsia for women who are in childbearing years. So how do you increase your magnesium level? Well, she gives some suggestions here. It can be found in certain foods, including nuts, seeds, seaweed, dark leafy vegetables. But she says it's very difficult to get enough magnesium from diet alone. That's why she suggests a magnesium supplement. And there are several different ones. So I'm not going to go into all the supplements. And there's another one. This is interesting. Epsom salt. She says another way to get magnesium is to add Epsom salts to your bath. Epsom salt is magnesium sulfate. It's absorbed through the skin. Hallelujah, and will help replenish magnesium stores. This treatment can easily include a relaxing bath with a good book. Epsom salt with lavender is widely available. So I love that. I take, every time I take a bath, Epsom salt is in that bath with me. So I'm glad to know I'm increasing my magnesium. But Epsom salt is an amazing product. It can heal so many things. I remember a book I read about one of the Little Rock Nine women. I can't remember her name right now, but she wrote a book. And she said when she was born, the doctors said she had so much damage on her skull from the doctors using these clamps to pull out her out of her mother's womb. And a janitor told her mother to bathe her head in Epsom salt and she would recover. And so that's exactly what her mother did. And she bathed her head in Epsom salt solution in water, and she recovered from the damage from the clamps from the medical system. So that's why get in those home births if you can. Promote home births. Be a doula and promote home births. So we have a couple of callers here before we go. Let's see, 312-671. Your mic is open. Welcome to Health and Wellbeing.
Well, and Yah Shalom. Can you hear me, Dr. B?
Yes, I can. Welcome, Minister Plump. How are you?
Oh, I am blessed, fantastic, and all about success. I am happy, I am healthy, I am wealthy, and I am wise. And thanks a million for the Epsom salt, and thanks a million. I'm going out and getting some milk of magnesium today. And I'm going to continue to pray and thank the Lord for each and every second and every minute and every hour, every day, all day and all night. God has been working miracles with me, Dr. B. And thanks again for keeping up our health, because our health is our wealth. Happy Bud Billington Parade to you in Chicago. Yes, this is Brother Minister Plump. I'm the happiest man in the world, Dr. B. Thanks to you and others, too, in the Female Solution. We're going to have the Bud Billington Parade start in Chicago at 10 o'clock tomorrow. And we're going to be with the 63rd Street and 64th Street Drummers on 47th Street, calling all of the ancestors to come and help us in a spiritual way, because drumming, is a spiritual way of also creating our health, which is our wealth through the sound system. We are healing ourselves.
Okay, Minister Plump, you should send out, you should do a live or do a video on your phone and send it to me with the drums playing. I love that idea. That's helpful.
Yes. Well, we're going to do that. We're going to be at, okay. Yes, ma'am. We're going to do that. We're going to be at 47 and King Drive getting rid of all the jive, you know, and drumming for peace, love, unity, marketing people, drumming to help stop the violence in Chicago, robbing, stealing, and killing, and the looting, and the hijacking. Yes. And it's going to be dedicated to Harold Lucas. He's the godfather of Brownsville. And for any more information, brothers and sisters can call me at 312-671-2773. That's tomorrow, Saturday, at 10 o'clock. We're going to be on 47 in King Drive. And God bless you. Keep up the good work. We love you. And you have, as Les Brown say, a please me plump day.
Thank Hallelujah. You. Thank you. And many, many blessings to you. That's a beautiful event coming up with drumming. Oh, my goodness. I was watching a video of Imagine Dragons. It's a group on YouTube. They had a song called Radioactive. And it's the first time I watched it last week where I saw all the drums that they used. They had this huge drum, like one of the ones Mama AZ gave me. And they had one that was times that size, and they were drumming on that, and all. They must have had about 5 or 6 drums, and I was like mesmerized. Watched his performance, live performance, and they have this like 2 or 3 minute session where it's all drums, drums, drums. Beautiful. So yes, Minister Plump, thank you for that. Everybody, join in this weekend. Let's raise the vibration in Chicago. And 833 East 47th Street was my birthplace. That's where they brought me home as an infant, on 833 East 47th. Those numbers always speak to me. I see 833 everywhere all the time, and I'm like, oh, okay, the angels are with me. So I've opened the mic for Mama AZ 336. Your mic's open. Welcome, sister. How are you doing today?
I am pleasingly plump with success. And wellness. And thank you, Minister Plump. You're a bad mamma jamma motor scooter today. You tickled me today. I needed to hear that. Thank us. And Dr. Lateef, you're right on point. We must learn how to reason in a good way with ones who are not there yet. And breathe. And Brother Kwame, thank us always for your knowledges. And Dr. V, the drum is the key. Always, you give me inspiration to move forward no matter how challenging my assignment may be. And thank you, Minister Williams. Thank us. And today is an 8, and that's very powerful because that's Reverend Allen's number, Reverend Asa Allen. I'm on a mission, family. Thank us. Have a most wonderful day, and be pleasingly, pleasantly plump with wisdoms. Aho.
Aho. So thank us is right. Yeah, I was thinking about how the United States military wiped out our Native American ancestors with a lot of evil tactics like smallpox, blankets, and all the other craziness they came up with to kill people. And that's what we need to be reminded of as the propaganda for jabs and more jabs boosters comes along. This government cannot be trusted. Please. Stop trusting people to put something in your arm that they have marketed problem, reaction, solution for the last decades and decades. Please, please, please stop trusting this government. They're wicked. Go back to history. Kwame Sunhorse reminds us all the time of the wicked history that this government has put out. They've just gotten more technical, more AI about everything. So we have to stop trusting government. Build in your communities, in your neighborhoods, build trust there, not with this psychopathic, warmongering government. So let us take a moment to meditate with Earth, My Body, because this is the solution to the crazy propaganda, the monkey. Stop it.
And let's just be building healthy, wise, unified communities and get away from the systems of this country, this world, are killing people. Bombs, drugs, food, education system, it's all systems that we don't have a lot of control over. These big corporations who are pouring money into their problem reaction solution. But we do have control over this body, the way we think, the way we talk, and the way we breathe. This is our solution, is meditation on what's true and what's profitable and what's beneficial for well-being. Let us breathe together on
Earth, my body, water, my blood, air, my breath, and fire, my spirit. Earth, my body, water, my blood, air, my breath, and fire, my spirit. I like to sing to the earth, I like to hold her. She likes to sing to me, she likes to hold me. I like to sing to the earth, I like to hold her. She likes to sing to me, she likes to hold me. I carry fistfuls of leaves, I make love to the breeze. I carry fistfuls of bones, I trust they will lead me home. I carry grief on my wings, I know a caged bird. Many turns of this moon, my women have suffered wounds. But my grandmother's with me. Close your eyes, can't you see? And my grandchildren are here. The rose, the crow, and the deer. I am surrounded by light, the light of stories. I need to quiet my mind, I need to listen. We are surrounded by light, the light of stories. We need to quiet our minds, we need. Earth, my body, water, my body, air, my breath, and fire, my spirit. Earth, my body, water, my spirit. Earth, my body, earth, my body, water, my blood, air, my breath, and fire, my spirit.
Let us breathe in the song of our ancestors, to pay attention to our breath, to our spirit, to earth, to the nature, the birds, the crows, the water. Our ancestors speak to us now to stay away from the systems of man that have killed our ancestors. Let us be intuitive going forward. Listen to our ancestors' drumbeat. Thank you, Minister Plump, for reminding us to listen to the drumbeat, the heart of our ancestors, that say, we don't need a booster. We need a drumbeat. We need a nature walk. And we give thanks for our ancestors. And I give thanks for all of you who are here today to join in this collective raising of consciousness when all around us are zombies and unconscious. But we are the ones who came here We are the ones we've been waiting for. Is that how it goes? We are the ones we've been waiting for. And so we move forward in power and greatness for who we are. We are goddesses, queens, kings, here to bring peace to this earth and stop this insane behavior. In the meantime, it's the Twilight Zone episode coming up tomorrow.
Please come to the end of our show today, but you can hear every show in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/female/solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page.
Share the love.
Go to www.facebook.com/thefemalesolution.
Everybody be tuned back tomorrow for another
on my website,
very enlightening show
at www.naimahlatif.com.
And I'll be back Sunday night with Soul Purpose Healing to continue
our
raising of consciousness.
Order our books.
Because until we get out of this third dimension craziness, we need to work on raising
of radio hosts. I'd like to thank all of you.
I love you all. Thank you.
Discussion.
And we're going to say thank you to
our
global
family listening from all around the world.
We say thank you. To our family in China, Sheshe. India, Zanyaba. Japan, Arigato. Korea, Kamsahamnida. Russia, Spasiba. Germany, Danke. Poland, Jean Cunyon. France, merci. Spain,
merci beaucoup.
Gracias. Italy,
grazie.
Egypt,
gracias.
Shukran. Ghana, Madasi. Nigeria,
yeah.
Eshe. South Africa, Ngiyabonga. Senegal, Geret. Kenya, Asante. Israel,
Asante.
Toda. Pakistan, Shukriya, Afghanistan,
Shukriyan.
Tashakor, Saudi Arabia, Shukran, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you, and may peace be upon you, and the mercy of God, and God's blessings.
Love you.